Inversion thinking is a deceptively simple mental model with outsized power. Popularized by Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett's longtime business partner and vice chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, inversion thinking asks us to flip problems on their head. Instead of asking, "How do I succeed?" we ask, "How could I fail?" Then we systematically avoid those failure modes. As Munger famously put it, borrowing from the mathematician Carl Jacobi, "Invert, always invert." At its core, inversion thinking recognizes a basic truth about complex systems. It is often easier and more reliable to eliminate obvious errors than to optimize for brilliance. Human beings are notoriously bad at predicting what will work, but we are surprisingly good at identifying what definitely won't. By focusing first on avoiding stupidity, inversion creates a sturdy foundation on which success can naturally emerge. Charlie Munger applied inversion across investing, business, and life. In investing, rather than obsessing over finding the next big winner, Munger emphasized avoiding permanent capital loss. He advised investors to steer clear of excessive leverage, dubious accounting, fads, and businesses they don't understand. This inverted approach doesn't promise spectacular short-term gains, but it dramatically improves long-term outcomes. As Munger often noted, consistent success is less about extraordinary intelligence and more about disciplined error avoidance. Inversion thinking also guards against cognitive biases. Humans are prone to overconfidence, confirmation bias, and narrative fallacies. When we invert a problem, we force ourselves to confront uncomfortable possibilities. What assumptions might be wrong? What incentives could distort behavior? What could go catastrophically wrong? This deliberate skepticism acts as a mental immune system, catching errors before they compound. Beyond investing, inversion is a powerful tool for decision-making in everyday life. If you want a happy career, invert the question: what makes people miserable at work? Chronic stress, misaligned values, toxic colleagues, and lack of autonomy often top the list. Avoiding these conditions can be more impactful than chasing prestige or compensation alone. If you want strong relationships, ask what destroys trust: dishonesty, neglect, and resentment, and actively avoid those behaviors. In business strategy, inversion helps identify risks that growth-focused thinking can overlook. Instead of only asking how to scale, leaders can ask what could kill the company. Dependency on a single customer, fragile supply chains, regulatory blind spots, or cultural decay. Addressing these vulnerabilities early can mean the difference between resilience and collapse. What makes inversion thinking so powerful is its humility. It accepts that the world is complex, outcomes are uncertain, and foresight is limited. Rather than pretending we can perfectly engineer success, inversion encourages us to build margin for error. Charlie Munger's brilliance lay not in chasing cleverness for its own sake, but in relentlessly avoiding folly. In a world obsessed with optimization and growth hacks, inversion thinking offers a quieter, more durable advantage. By asking how things break, and ensuring they don't, we dramatically increase our odds of success. Sometimes the smartest way forward begins by turning around.